This is the Lowell Green Podcast. Lowell is live weekdays at 2 p.m. on blasttheradio.com, also streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. And as always, inviting your calls and your comments. This podcast is available on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa or Google to play the Lowell Green Podcast. And now, here is Lowell Green.
Thank you, John. Good to be back. Good to be back, especially that the fact that we're on the air this time. Problems solved. Obviously we have to talk about this, right? The giant truck convoy headed for Ottawa. What's your view, folks? Good thing? Bad thing? Useful? Not useful? You support it? You don't support it? You're ambivalent? What's your view here? You know, if this was just an anti-vax protest, I would not be in support of it. I mean, you know where I stand on vaccines. This started primarily, no doubt, as part of the anti-vax campaign, but it has very clearly morphed into something much bigger. And I believe much more important. And I mean that, important. I agree with Rex Murphy. Don't know if you saw his column or not, but he says this convoy has become, quote, a kind of proxy protest on behalf of very large numbers of people right across this country. I agree with him. I think that most of you who are opposed to this, and apparently that's most of you on the left wing, I think you missed the point here. This is not about vaccine. For some in the convoy, this is only about vaccine. But even despite that, this has taken on a significance far beyond vaccine. I mean, let's be honest. About 90% of the truckers are all vaccinated. About 90% of Canadians are vaccinated. And yet about 76%, according to several polls, about 76% of all Canadians support this. So you have to ask yourself, why? I mean, if most Canadians support vaccines and support this, then very clearly this has gone beyond just an anti-vax protest. And those of you who don't understand this, you're missing the point. Something very important, I think, is happening here. This is a protest against many things. And in some cases, I think those taking part may not be fully aware of exactly what it is that's making them uneasy, that is frustrating them, that is angering them, that is mad, that is driving them crazy. In some cases, they have very clearly identified what it is. But I think in many cases, there's just a general feeling something is not right here. We are not being properly led. Our leaders at every level, including, by the way, many health authorities, are misleading us. They're not doing what they should do. They have allowed a health system to crumble for years, concentrating instead of building a healthcare system that was crashing down around our ears, concentrating instead and building windmills and compensating rich car owners to buy an electric car, things that's one of the things. The obvious bumbling and stumbling over the battle against COVID. I mean, you go back to day one when it became very clear that Trudeau had delayed ordering. Remember the long delays for vaccines, etc. Stumbling and bumbling. Experts telling us one thing, then another. Remember, Dr. Tam, don't wear masks, it's wrong, and then wear masks. I mean, that's just one example. But this is just one of the frustrations and concerns. One of the things that's driving a lot of people crazy, me included, the fact that all of these people, including the politicians and the health authorities and the health table and all of these people who have come out of the woodwork to tell us how to live our lives, they never miss a paycheck. I mean, you know, half of the rest of the country is suffering, losing businesses, losing their homes, losing jobs, losing hours, losing God knows what, losing friendship, losing family, and so forth. But these these people, and this is driving people crazy. They're not, none of them have missed a paycheck. None of them. Oh, well, you know, let's, I still hear health authorities saying, well, we need more lockdowns. Screw off. You know what? If you want to lock down your paycheck then. Send it out to somebody that's gone bankrupt, okay? And I'll tell you what else is driving people crazy. And I bet you that if you ask some of these truckers that are coming, they will mention this as well. The fact that while about half the country was losing their jobs, losing hours, losing their businesses, losing their homes, etc., 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 it turns out that every single public servant, about 700,000 of them in this country, at every level, at federal, provincial, municipal, got two raises while the rest of us were trying, were many in cases without a job, twice, 2020 and 2021 public servants got a raise every year. Not one public servant at any level lost their job. Trudeau threatened, as you recall, to fire some of those who didn't get vaccinated. It was a false threat. To my knowledge, and I think there's plenty of records to prove this, not one single public servant ever lost their job for anything. Some 70,000 public servants were sent home with no work to do whatsoever. Not their fault. I'm not blaming them. I'm not blaming the public servants. But I'm telling you the facts. And I'm telling you, these things drive a lot of people crazy, including me. Okay, 70,000 public servants were sent home because there was no work for them, for in some cases for a year or longer, and they were paid full salary, full benefits, including the raises. Politicians during this time got not one but two raises. Meantime, they're putting businesses out of business, etc., etc. These are some of the frustrations. And I'll tell you something else. It's finally sinking, I think, through many brains in this country. That the lockdown, now, originally with Delta, this was different. Delta was very, very serious, no question. But the fact of the matter is, since Omicron, which is much milder, the lockdowns and so forth. I drove me crazy last night watching the senators to an empty arena. Playing the Buffalo Sabres. Only a week ago we were in Buffalo. There were 15,000 freaking people in the Buffalo arena. Tyler Ennis last night, for the second time in his career, great little feisty hockey player, gets a hat trick. One hat is thrown out. Nobody else is there. Why? I mean, if they let in people who are vaccinated wearing masks, there's no danger. And I mean, the fact of the matter is, folks, come on, let's be honest. If you've had two shots and in particular, if you've had a booster and you do get Omicron, which you probably or may well do, you're not going to be very sick. It's maybe one or two days of the sniffle. Come on, let's be honest. These lockdowns since Omicron, the most recent ones, nothing to do with saving our lives. Bullshit. It was because for years, 15, 20 years, we, the leaders in this country, including health authorities, hospital authorities, et cetera, have allowed our health care system at every level, home care, long-term care, et cetera, to crumble. Spending billions, hundreds of billions, I'm not exaggerating, over $100 billion spent on trying to cool the planet. Well, our healthcare system. You don't think that this upset to realize that the problem is not they're trying to save our health, not with Omicron. It's because they're worried about overcrowding an already overcrowded hospital system. That's why the United States is wide open. They have hospital beds. But we have allowed that, and we realize this for 20 years. You leaders, including healthcare, hospital, and so forth, allowed the healthcare system to crumble into chaos. I mean, and I've mentioned this before. Hey, you know, so-called hallway treatment. This occurred long before Omicron. The problem of 10 and 15 ambulances sometimes lining up at a hospital emergency ward waiting for their patients to be admitted. This occurred long before Omicron. This has been allowed to deteriorate for 20 years. That's one of the reasons that some of these truckers are coming here. One of the frustrations. I mean, it's... Folks, You don't think we have plenty to be frustrated about? I mean, and not only that, but, you know, in some cases, we were misled. We were lied to by some of the health authorities. For how many years or how many months were we told, you know, all the hospital figures, it's hospital figures. And then finally we find out, I'm not sure how this happened, but I was one of the first ones to break this story, that in fact, about half of those figures they say have COVID in hospital are not really in hospital for COVID. They're in hospital for something else, and they just happen to have COVID when they're in there. But they're not there because of COVID. But it was only recently we were told this. Another misleading. Okay, misled. And, you know, you don't think it's frustrating for us, and I talk about the fact that the Senators played to an empty arena last night, and they're going to play it in an empty arena again tomorrow night. Why? I mean, I'm watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, football game. There's 140,000 people unmasked in the Tampa Stadium, for God's sake, and we here in Ottawa, we've got an empty arena. Why? If people were, if all you have to do is say you got to be vaccinated, wear your mask, then we would have 15, 16,000 people in the arena. An exciting little team we've got here, and there's nobody allowed in. Why? It's bullshit. And this is one of the reasons why there's so much support. This is not about an anti-vax. This is incompetence, misleading. And you know what else is driving a lot of people crazy? Not just the truckers. The vilification of people, these truckers. What Catherine McKenna or whatever the hell her name is, a city councilor. Don't ask me why she's on city council. Claims that these truckers are racist. Some of these truckers are being led by racists. They're homophobic. What did Trudeau call them? Terrorists and all that. The vilification. This is no way to settle this. Listen, we have a serious problem here. You may agree or disagree with the truckers coming here, but there's a hell of a lot of them coming here, okay? And you know, one of the jobs that it seems to me that Trudeau should have, the federal government should have, he's got to realize there's a problem here. Now, some people are saying there's going to be 500,000. I don't believe there'll be that many, but I believe there's going to be a hell of a crowd. And among other things, I hope that the police in this city and the city council has considered this and it has the military ready to stand by. I'm not suggesting there's going to be violence, but I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a hell of a lot of people in this city, including a lot of people from the United States. And if you get a large number of strangers in a city, God knows what will happen. We got to be prepared. I doubt that we are. I think there'll be the usual stumbling and fumbling and fooling around, et cetera. I hope not. I hope somebody's got their act together and their ass in gear. I'd be surprised if they do. But I'll tell you something else. You know what else is bugging a lot of people, not just truckers? The vilification by Trudeau and the denigration by Trudeau and large numbers of the member of the Liberal Party of blue-collar workers, except those who live in Quebec. Look at the manner in which workers were treated in Alberta, totally dismissed. Tens of thousands of hardworking energy workers just lost their jobs. No concern, none, not. In fact, you know, almost snickering from the prime minister. The green energy on behalf of Kathleen Wynne and Dalton McGuinty cost Ontario over 100,000 manufacturing jobs. Anybody care? 100,000, those are blue-collar workers, well-paid union workers, lost. Because, we got to cool the planet down. Got to cool the planet down in the midst of one of the coldest waves we've had in 25 years. But that's another story. But this whole idea, this incompetence, the stumbling, the bumbling, the lying, the misleading. We look at the United States wide open. Beaches of Florida jammed. Well, not today. It's only about 40 degrees. But, folks, this is why these people are coming. I believe that for the most part, there'll be some radicals in this, no question about it. But you know, one of the things that should happen, must happen. Trudeau, whether he likes them or not, or whether he likes us or not, you got to stop running, you little coward. You got to meet these people, all right? There's a huge number of them coming. They're mad and they've got some legitimate grievances, not just at the border. some legitimate grievances on behalf of us all or anybody with a brain. You got to sit down with them. These people, if we're flooded with 500,000 people and God knows how many trucks, including all sorts of the United States, we got a hell of a problem here. Trudeau, you helped stir up the shit here. You better do something. You better get your ass together and stop running and get out there, meet these people, sit down with these people, discuss their grievances, and see if you can stop this. At least you've got to admit that they have some legitimate grievances. You can't have tens of thousands of people running, taking a drive like this without there being some vilification. We haven't got that many. You know, these people aren't all fools. They aren't all bad people. They aren't all racists. They aren't all terrorists. There's some damn good people coming here, and there's a hell of a lot of damn good people supporting them. So, Trudeau, do your freaking job for a change. Get out of your goddamn cottage and get and meet these people and see if you can stop this. At the least, try and placate the situation. This is your job. We already have this country asunder as it is now. East versus West, vaxxers versus anti-vaxxers, French versus English, the rest. We know all of these problems. Do your job, Trudeau. All right. Let's take a call here. Jace, you're on CFRA. Go ahead, Jace.
No, you're not, Jace. You're on BTR. Welcome to it.
Glad to go be ahead. On Blast the Radio. Good afternoon. Go ahead, Jace.
Please, yeah.
I don't think Justin Trudeau is going to show up. I don't think he's going to show his face at all. He wants to do teddy bears at graveyards for photo ops. There's no way he comes out of this one clean. So there's no way.
What's your feeling about the protest? Do you support it? Do you think it's a good idea? Are these people just grumbling over nothing? What's your view?
I think it's great that Canadians are so finally riled up that we're willing to do something, because we've been like just sitting on our asses for so long. It's been driving me crazy. Do I think that this is going to have any effects? No. Do I think this is a worthwhile protest? I don't think so, because even if we somehow managed to change the Canadian side of things, the U.S. is still requiring exactly the same vaccine mandate. So you get across the bridge, then what are you going to do?
No, but I think this goes about, you know, but Jason, I think you missed my point here. I don't think this is about vaccines. 90% of them are vaccinated. This is about a whole series of grievances. Okay. You know, that's my feeling.
And that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
So there's something else that concerns me, Lowell.
Yep.
And that is, I understand that now the provincial government or somebody has turned off the cameras on the 401.
Oh, you know what? Let's not get into conspiracy theories, okay? Okay.
Think about it. Hang on. Think about this for one second. They're stopping the story from getting out. We don't know how many trucks are on their way to Ottawa because they're trying to hide it. And that bothers me as a Canadian. I should be entitled to the information. And when the government starts hiding the information from me.
Before you go further, I mean, the media, Facebook is filled with information and pictures. I don't know. This idea somehow or other that there's a conspiracy here. No, come on. I mean, we all know. Do you know about the convoy?
I know that there's a group coming from out west. I know there's a group coming from Southern Ontario.
Precisely.
I know there's a group coming from out east.
Okay. You know what, Jace? Let's deal with the issue here. Are there legitimate grievances, even above and beyond vaccine? Are there legitimate grievances here?
Absolutely. And it's about time that things got aired. I 100% agree with that.
Do you agree with me, Jace? Excuse me. Do you agree with me, Jace, that for 20 years, when we should have been building the healthcare system, we knew it was crumbling. We've had hallway healthcare for 20 years. But instead of that, we have been concentrating and spending our money trying to cool the planet. Trudeau, you count the times that Trudeau has stood in the House not to talk about what he's doing for healthcare, but what he's going to do to lower CO2 emissions. The carbon tax Have you any idea how many billions of dollars have been sucked out of people's pockets for carbon tax while our healthcare system is crumbling? That's why I don't think people realize the reason today, maybe not with Delta, but the reason today we have lockdowns and empty arenas is not because of our health, but because we have a crumbling healthcare system that can't stand a little bit of a bump. Jace, I thank you for your call and your concern, sir. Thank you. You're great. Good. John, have we got some, John, what's your take on this?
I think this absolutely started out as an anti-vax movement. It grew beyond that very, very quickly. And, I like what Rex Murphy said, that this is a protest that we are all part of by proxy. This is a group of people finally standing up to the government saying enough of you shutting down and opening up and shutting down and opening up businesses. Every single one of those truckers is a small business. They are empathetic to this like nobody's business. Yeah. And listen, what's going to make a bigger statement than to have our downtown core, probably our Queensway, probably our 416, probably Hunt Club Road, jam packed with trucks, not for a day. For a week, at least.
You know, one of the things that
I'm glad Canadians are finally paying attention. Bottom line.
Okay. One of the things that really bothers me is the growing vilification. They're trying to paint all of these truckers into some sort of evil redneck corner. Catherine McKinney called them, I think. She said there's homophobic, and they're led by homophobic racists. What did Trudeau call them? Terrorists and so forth.
That serves nobody any good. We have no hope in advancing any cause if we are going to get into the sandbox and call each other's names like we did in kindergarten.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a very good analogy. Couldn't agree with you more. We somehow or other, and what I think is that in many cases, and I mentioned this at the outset of the program, in many cases, people, they feel uneasy. They feel there's something going on here. I mean, have a look at inflation, the cost of food. I told you were here yesterday, John, to patch us up. Yep. And I told you about a situation. I wish I had the invoices now. About a week ago, my wife pulled out two packages frozen ribs, pork ribs, okay? She makes good ribs. So one of the packages was about 6 months ago. The other one was one that she just bought. This is the honest to God's truth, just to give you an illustration of what's happening and is driving people crazy, okay? The package of ribs that she bought was exactly the same weight within an ounce or whatever of the new one. The one that she bought 6 months ago was $8.47. The one that she bought just the other day, a couple of days ago, was $18. That's, folks, that's the kind of thing that's happening. And it's one of the reasons people are saying there's something wrong here. Not only that, but I think one of the things that's driving us crazy is while this is going on, Trudeau is still pounding on about global warming. He's not concerned about inflation. He's not concerned about the cost of food. He's not concerned that the price of ribs has gone from $8 a pack to $18 a pack. Doesn't concern him. No, he on April 1st, in 2 months' time, he's going to increase the carbon tax again by another 25%, costing us even more. That's driving people crazy. I mean, come on, we have a problem here. You're not going to have tens of thousands of people trucking all the way from the West Coast coming up to the United States because there are no problems. You got to really be pissed in order to do something like this. So, go ahead, John, we haven't had any text here yet at all.
Well, you haven't given me a chance, Lowell.
Okay. what are people saying here?
You have been on fire. You know what? I would easily guess, mate, we are probably well over 250 comments so far. Here's a cross-section of them. Patricia says, I heard Trudeau's on vacation in Costa Rica. I cannot confirm this. Jamie says, Lowell, I'm totally vaccinated and wish everyone would be too, but especially after what you're saying about our useless governments and healthcare, I think the anti-vaxxers have a point when they don't trust our government's recommendations on vaccines. Cheryl says, this is about people who are sick and tired of being held hostage by our government. And on Facebook, it's a message. We have had enough, Trudeau. Chrissy's on Twitch. She says, these truckers are raising money. Where is the money going to go? Good on them. I support the truckers. Sean is in on Facebook to say, Trudeau has been dividing Canadians since he first got elected. Raleigh, I believe this is the first time we've heard from you. Welcome to the show. Gut feelings are seldom wrong, and I'm sure you well know that, Lowell. Joseph, I'm so happy that truckers are standing up for Canadians and Canada per se. To get Trudeau to change his mind about anything is like asking a bull moose for milk. It's time that all Canadians show where this traitor that we're fed up with all his bullshit he is flinging at us. Go, truckers, go, I say. Peter, Trudeau party MPs and media are throwing all they can at showing the truckers who look like right-wing terrorists when in reality they are regular Canadians fighting for freedom. Lisa says the government-run media outlets hide so much for the public, people have got to start waking up. Christine says, I think Canadians should be able to make their own decisions. For example, to have their doors open for business, to shop or eat where they like at the capacity limits decided by each business owner based on their own safety standards. Marsha, thank you for addressing Catherine McKinney's hateful comments. Let me see. Kathy's not had a comment in yet on the air. Did you hear what Catherine McKinney said about truckers? Very disturbing. A government-elected city official should never speak so low about anyone. Laura says the protesters will be treated the same, whether the intention is peaceful or violent. From a security point of view, the PM will be nowhere visible. The government cannot negotiate with 0.01% of the country. There are equal, if not more, who believe there isn't enough restrictions.
Let me jump in here.
Yes, sir.
I mentioned at somewhere in my rant that we're fed up with the vilification of blue-collar workers.
Yes.
Which includes the majority of Canadians, okay? I pointed out that public servants, some 700,000 at every level, three levels, all got raises, etc. Nobody lost their jobs. In fact, amazingly, while thousands of people were losing jobs, losing hours, losing businesses, the federal government hired another 20,000 people. While sending 70,000 people home with nothing to do, they hired another 20,000 people, while the rest of the country was bleeding, for God's sake. No sympathy, no understanding, this vilification, not only by the media, by the politicians, but by the media as well. I'm listening to Robert Pfeiffer, for whom I've had a great deal of respect. And he can't understand why the conservatives are supporting these truckers. He says it's a big mistake. 76% of Canadians say they support this. We're fed up, I've alliterated just some of the reasons, not them all. But the media still doesn't seem, by and large, doesn't seem to understand. They're buying this line about, oh, they're all homophobic and racist and knuckle draggers, et cetera, as if, but what, when you're doing that about a trucker, it seems to me that by implication, you are including everybody, farmers, and you know, blue collar workers, manufacturers, etc. All of the people, and including the truckers, the people who make the country run. And this vilification. I remember maybe it was about 2 years ago, there was another truck protest that came into Ottawa. And the vilification there was unbelievable. In fact, Harper came out on one occasion to talk with them, and he was vilified by the media for talking to a bunch of workers. There's a disdain by the elite, the so-called Laurentian elite, which includes a good number of the Liberal Party. They have this disdain for working people, unless, of course, they work in Quebec. There's lots of respect and support for them, but the rest of them, no. And I mentioned the thousands of workers who lost jobs. How many workers do you think lost jobs because we canceled Energy East, etc.? Giving jobs to Saudi Arabia and the United States. Anyway, John, let's hear some more comments here.
Anne says, thank you, Lowell, again, for being on top of issues like this and the many, many more you've tackled in the past. Julie is a public servant. She's wondering where her raise is. She says she hasn't seen one in 2 years, and she works her ass off.
I don't believe her. If she's working in the public service, she did get a raise. I'll bet you any money. She may not realize it, but I'll bet you any money she did.
Kathy says, sadly, Trudeau and the Liberals have no respect for hardworking Canadians. Let's go to our text, because we haven't read a text yet. 613-413-2217. We should not complain. The voters wanted the Liberal government again. Here you go. Enjoy. Barry, has Trudeau come up with a special tax for the fireplace channel on TV? He's probably thinks it's live 24/7 fire. I don't know what that means, Barry. We've been getting gouged on food prices for decades, and the food industry has been doing it long before carbon tax or high inflation. That's a comment in
there. I don't agree. I think we've had very good bargains in food. When you figure, yep. I mean, six months ago, my wife bought enough ribs to feed an entire family for $8. I don't think that's gouging. Go ahead, please, John.
Greg says, my last month's natural gas bill, $13.37 charge for carbon tax. Nina says, O'Toole said in a podcast last night that he supports the truckers and will speak with them. Good. Joshua says, it's easy to vilify what one may not understand. Many who don't support truckers may be the same who think we don't need farmers because we get our food at the grocery store. Julie insists that, nope, she did not get a raise. And Trudeau is a very non-serious man. He doesn't care about real and serious issues. All he cares about are fluff issues. The media will likely support the Trudeau stance and paint the truckers as wackos, because when does the media ever not support Trudeau? Sickening. The cameras, by the way, Lowell, remain off in downtown Toronto. They've been off for about 2 days now. I understand where the conspiracy theories are coming from, but just so you know, they are off. Wow, Lowell, you're on fire today. Good for you. This is not anti-vax at all. It's a protest against Trudeau. Peter says, want to lower the price of food? Get rid of the carbon tax. Drives the price up on everything. Give us a break, Trudeau, on the carbon tax and increases. Well said, Lowell, on your rant, says Michael Cody. Chrissy is on Twitch. She says, oh, how we missed you, Lowell. Great rant. 100% on target. Vanda says, as always, Lowell, well said. We will pass on all of these leftovers, Lowell.
I have to go.
Yep.
Folks, many of us, not you lefties apparently, are quite happy. You've got your government jobs, your consultants' fees, and so forth. But most of the rest of us who work for a living, and I still do, we're mad as hell. And like the truckers, we ain't going to take it anymore. So you sons of bitches, you better listen to us, okay, for a change. And this includes the media. You don't understand what's going on here? 76% of Canadians say they agree with the truckers. They're fed up as well. You know what? And my last saying is this. If Trudeau doesn't sit down and try and placate this and you know, lower the roar a little bit and stop calling them names, and if people like Catherine McKenna don't stop calling them names, then we could have some trouble here. Trudeau, this is your responsibility. You helped create this problem. Now fix the goddamn thing. We're mad as hell. We ain't going to take it anymore. And by the way, why the hell is the arena tomorrow night with the Hurricanes in town? Why is it empty? Doug Ford, for God's sake, get off your ass. Open the damn country up. Open the damn province up. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Lowell Green Show is seen and heard live around the world at 2 p.m. Eastern. Connect with us online at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green. Can't join us live? Download the Lowell Green Podcast. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast. This is a production of blasttheradio.com.